The statue of Athena Parthenos was enriched with elaborate decorations inspired by Greek mythology. In particular, the shield was a genuine virtuoso work. The outer side recounted the Amazonomachy, the mythical war between the Amazons and the Greeks, while the inner side depicted scenes of the Gigantomachy, the battle between the giants and the Olympian gods. The original was 5 meters in diameter, a truly imposing size, and therefore hard to replicate in scale. This is why no two copies are the same. From the exhibition, we have brought together for the first time fragments belonging to 3 Roman age copies of the shield, which merge into one another, as shown by the explanatory panel. The most complete one, called the Strangford Shield, conserves what some later sources have recognized as depicting Phidias, an aging, bald man raising an axe right beneath Medusa's head. What happened to Phidias after he sculpted his image on the shield? Some maintain that he was accused of sacrilege and imprisoned. Others recount that he was put on trial under the accusation of having kept gold for himself during the construction of the Parthenos statue. The Colossus had to be disassembled and its gold weighed in order to demonstrate his innocence. It may be said, then, that Phidias's career in Athens did not end in the best possible way.